Well, in a gun, you put what? You put...
Well, I never had a gun, but Papa said in his day they used to shoot beans in a gun. You take, fill it up with beans, like black eyed peas or something like that, and you shoot with that. Like they want to shoot the animals off the yard.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any. It was a rifle that they shot beans through it. I've never seen that. In my days, we used slingshots. We used to take a piece of tree limb, and it was shaped like that. And you shave it all down. My brother would make them for us. A little handle here and made it like that. And you put a rubber here and a rubber there. You take a piece of inner tube and make your rubber. And you take the tongue out of your shoe and make a little thing. And you put marbles in it. You pull it back and you shoot it. Because a lot of times we had chickens and we'd hear the chicken holler. And my daddy said, "There goes the chicken burglar." And he would get out there with the slingshot to shoot at them. You scare them off. You never hit anybody. We never even seen them, but we shoot and scare them away. When we had guinea hens, they'd tell you every time somebody was in there.
Yeah.
Well, those things would make some noise.
Yes, ma'am, they sure would. Well, in a rifle, if they're not using real shells, they're just firing blank.
Well, as I grew older, there were other people I known of who had rifles, used to go hunting, you know, with rabbits. Deer, different things. I don't know it. I never saw it. I just knew about it.
What do you call it, a cup?
You put a shell in it.
A shell or a cottage? You know what that is?
A cottage?
Yeah, a cartridge.
No.
You know, if they're not using live ammunition, they're just firing blank.
Caps?
Okay, cartridges?
I know they had cap guns. But the children used, after I got grown, the children would use little pistols called a cap pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put a little roll of red, a little roll of red thing in the little pistol, and you'd shoot that, and the fireworks would come off on it. But
yeah.
It couldn't hurt anybody. The only thing is the child had to be careful, because if a little cap fired and hit him on the eye, it could put his eye out. I had a cousin's eye got put out from a slingshot. She had made herself a rubber gun, and she was pulling the rubber, and you put a clothespin on there to hold it together. And when she was pulling back the rubber to shoot it, just playing with it, it slipped and popped backwards and struck in her eye. She lost her eye. She lost one eye like that. Today she has a glass eye. But after that, we just forbid to even use anything like that.
What kind of things, guns, did a policeman use to keep him, to protect himself?
I don't know. I know you carry the gun, but I don't know. Mostly I saw them with bullets. Excuse me. Mostly I saw the policemen with bullets, but they did carry the gun. But I don't know what kind of what. I believe my daddy said they carry the gun, what's called police special.
Yeah. Now, you know what somebody told me about? There was this guy down here on the Mississippi who had a little gun. He invented a little gun, you know, and people used that. What was that called, you know?
No.
Did you ever see a Derringer? You know what those were?
No. I've seen guns made because I worked for a doctor once. He took a long pipe and he made a gun with it. But he didn't make it. He could shoot, but he just made it. Put it on exhibit. See, he was in the service, in the war, and he was in this part where you make those guns. He also made a cannon that you put gunpowder in there, you stuff gunpowder in there, it really would shoot, scratch a match and it'd shoot. But he didn't lie to kids to fool with it. He would show them how it operates. But he made that to put on exhibit, not to use.
Okay. Now, you were talking about a car. You know, when something starts to squeak on your car, you take it in and get it.
You mean like the motor, you mean, on the car?
Well, yeah, you take it in and get it.
Repaired?
Okay, when something like back in the wagon.
I know about wagon wheels, but I don't know about that car. If a wagon wheel wouldn't move good, you put axle grease on it. It's some sort of a black earl. that you put on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rag. You stuff this rag around in the wheel and you pour this black oil on there, and that kept it greasy, that it rolled easy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what about that oil, when it would get old, that you had to change that cloth. Like if you had a pet, a dog, and it got the mange, you take that oil rag from that old wagon wheel and you rub it all over that dog, you kill his mange. You never have to bring it to a vet.
Yeah.